Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fearless Generations with Terry Sayer and Kelly Fox.
Hello, and welcome to Fearless Generations. This is Kelly Fox, and with me I have my co-host, Terry Sayer. And tonight we're going to be talking about awareness, perceptions versus truth. And this being our second time through, I'm wondering what might come up differently for us as we talk about it. But as always, let's start the night with, how was your week, Terry?
Well, it was a great week, actually. I was working up to this weekend. This past weekend, we had our community's Relay for Life, and I'm on the steering committee for that. And so it's always an amazing event, a time when people come together around hope for a future where cancer is eradicated, and also an opportunity to honor those people who have come through cancer and survived, and to remember those people who fought a valiant fight and lost their fight with cancer. So it is emotional, but as well as being emotional, it's a very uplifting and supportive kind of activity. And so my family for the last couple of years has had a team that participated in the event, and our children are involved and my grandchildren, and it's an opportunity to have fun together as a family and to raise money to fight cancer. So I live in a community of about 60,000 people, and every year we raise well over $250,000 to fight cancer. So that was probably the highlight of my week, as well as having a less hectic week with not as many things to do, that which was kind of nice. And so a time to reflect, think upon my new goal as we go through this, these 12 steps again, and the awareness of my choices that I make around my health. And so my goal for this week was to try to have a more regular sleep pattern and to be able to build up to where I would get 7 hours sleep a night, because that seems to be pretty consistent in the research that I've read and the medical advice that I've researched, is that a person needs to have a minimum of 7 hours sleep a night. So my normal is 4 to 5 hours of sleep, and so really trying to be willing and to be aware of how much I do sleep. And the funniest thing, the first night I tried to get 7 hours sleep, at 4.5 hours I was awake, and my system is just kind of used to that. And I laid in bed and made that commitment to stay there. I knew that if I got up at 6 o'clock, I would have had my 7 hours of sleep. And so about 5 o'clock, I fell asleep, and I was really sound asleep. And then when it was time to get up, I didn't want to. So I know there's the potential there to build up to getting 7 hours sleep and being able to get that quality time to reboot my system and to refresh my energy and to listen to my body's rhythm and to be able to be aware of how I can best focus on this commitment and best build strategies and habits that will allow me to really engage in this new awareness of what I do and how I eat and what I eat and how much exercise I'm getting, and just the whole aspects of the mental, emotional, physical health. So I was aware of that all week, and then I did Relay for Life, which is a 24-hour stay up, you know, so it kind of like defeated the whole purpose. And I came home, and so I went 2 days with only an hour and a half of sleep, And last night I went back to my commitment. I said, it's a new day. Relay for Life is over. And last night I got 6 hours sleep. So tonight I'm going to, again, go for the 7 hours and see if I can build up to, you know, more consistent and constant sleep patterns so that I can work on my goal. And so the awareness and keeping track of and being willing to start every day with some kind of commitment to beginning that taking that awareness to the next step and take it all the way through the 12 steps to where I can say at the end of our time together that I have developed these habits and that I am acting on my commitment and that I am taking those risks, and the results will be more energy and a healthier life. So That's my week in perspective.
Awesome. Well, I just want to acknowledge you that you got the 6 hours, because that's amazing for you, that you stuck with it and that you stayed in the bed, even if you were awake, because that, I know, it probably was frustrating at first for you, because you're a person who doesn't like to just sit. And that when Relay for Life was over, that you were like, all right, let's get recommitted and let's do it. So I want to acknowledge you for that and make sure that you give yourself credit for that, because that's a big step for you.
Thank you.
Were you able to turn the TV off?
I didn't.
All right. So we still have some goals going forward.
Well, let me tell you my thought process is there. Maybe you can coach me a little bit on that. One of my fears in life is I'm afraid of the dark.
Mm-hmm.
And I imagine and make up all kinds of things whenever I hear a noise.
Mm-hmm.
So the noise of the TV keeps any other noises out of, you know, my hearing capacity. So I have a fan, and they say, you know, the white noise of your fan can sometimes also distract you from that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm willing to be aware of how much sound that creates in order for me not to hear the creaks in the house or whatever. And to think of other ways to, because what it is from the TV, I think, is the light that's really not good for you to have. And because that's, you know, those are pixels and they're moving and, you know, all of that that comes from the electronic television. So I've been thinking about maybe getting a radio or something that I could just have some quiet music going on that would also might keep, you know, keep those sounds from me hearing those sounds. So that's another awareness and another willingness to find alternative ways to detract from the creaks and noises that you hear in your house and outside the house, you know, from animals, you know, neighbors' dogs or whatever. So that's another component of it, of the sleep issue.
Well, I like the brainstorming ideas. I struggled with that too. I have total sleep issues as well. And so I would listen to music. That was something that would help me. Because there was a time where I had this ringing that would go off in my ear if I didn't have some kind of background noise. So the music helped. Also the fan helped. I think also you could set a timer on your TV to go off at a specific time so that even if you use the TV to help you go to sleep, at least it gets turned off, so that it's not playing while you're sleeping and it's not on when you're starting to wake up, so that it doesn't wake you up and it allows you to sleep through the night. That could be, you know, maybe a first step. And then, you know, once you can get other noises, you can get rid of the the light that it gives off. Like either a sound machine or, you know, soft music mm-hmm. or something that could play, or like waves, you know, whatever. Whatever sounds might support you in soothing you off to sleep, but you don't have the, I think they call it the blue light that the electronic devices give off is what tricks your brain into thinking that it needs to stay awake.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know when I lay, like when we were at in Arizona at the retreat, you know, we didn't leave the TV on at night because there was other people in the room. And mm-hmm. I was able to sleep without the TV on, but there were other people in the room. So I also felt safe because I wasn't in the room by myself, you know?
Yeah.
So I see the issues around being afraid of the dark could be something that I could also take a look at. You know, is it true or am I making it mm-hmm. up? And just kind of look at taking some stretch risks or dies around that issue.
Mm-hmm.
Like the doors
well, and
are
also
locked.
Having compassion around the reasons why you might feel less safe. You know, and acknowledging those reasons and, you know, being willing to maybe, you know, ask yourself some questions around, you know, those certain things or get some support or you know, whatever it might be. And but having compassion that there's, you know, that there's reasons why you may not feel as safe, that your house is a little bit more empty than it used to be and all of that.
Yeah.
So great awarenesses this week, Terry. I almost called you Terry Ann. That was funny. Okay, good. Well, with me this week, I've actually had a pretty regular week. Things are starting to get back into the swing of things as we're getting back into our normal routine. And we actually were able to get a lot of cleaning done on Saturday. So I am feeling so much better about my home because we had a visitor in our home who we were helping heal and get back their strength from being in the hospital. And so we just totally got out of routine. No chores were done. We were we had guests in the house and we kind of got out of it, out of the habit of doing certain things. And so now that she's home and hopefully on the mend, I'm getting all of the medical help that she's in need of to continue that process. We are starting to get back into the stride of things. So we got the house way more clean Saturday. It made me feel a lot better. We still have a few more rooms to get back into the maintenance mode where we just have to, you know, maintain the cleanliness, not like we have to majorly clean because it's been such a long time. So that makes me feel a lot better. And that kind of focuses on both my goals. My goal last year of the house being clean and there being open space and so I could feel less overwhelmed. So it's definitely self-care for the house to be in a state of where I can see the floor and things are put away and in their place and it's not a huge mess when I look around. So that supports both my goals. And then also it's just and it just makes me feel better to not have the house all chaotic. So that definitely supported my goal of self-care and just being aware that that does support my goal and sharing that with others, you know, like it really supports mom to have the house clean. So can you please, you know, let's get everything back in order. Let's pick these things up. Let's put them away. And really engaging the other members of my family to support me in what helps me to feel like I'm taking care of myself. So that was really good as well. I've also been taking some time to read again because I haven't really been reading very much lately, at least not for just fun books. So I started reading the book. I've also been taking time to do my acknowledgments almost every night. I'm still not as good as I would like to be, but I'm definitely doing it more often, and that helps with my self-care. It's in my self-care nightly routine, which is something that I've been trying to implement. And then at the retreat, the wonderful Elaine Glass really gave me the push to write it down, and she gave me some good ideas with that. And so just being more aware of what it is that that I want to have in my nightly routine and what actually happens, and keeping that awareness up so that I can see where the pitfalls are, what are the things that I might gravitate towards that aren't necessarily supporting my overall goals or intentions, and how can I step away from those and into the things that I want in my nightly routine that support my whole, next day going forward. And so, it started off where I had everything mapped out to the half hour or 15 minutes even. And then I was like, okay, that's not going to necessarily work. So I just, had bullet points of things that I wanted to take place and lots of flexibility within those definitions, within those bullet points of what could happen, and just gave it a lot more flexibility so that it didn't feel like I wasn't achieving what I was wanting to. But I'm still tweaking it, still, keeping my awareness on, on high alert to, be aware of what are the things that I want to do or that I tend to do, and what are the things that would support me better, and how can I set myself up for success in getting those things done. So that's kind of what I've been doing this week. But also with the focus this week, being perceptions and truth, just really questioning, continuing to questioning things. Like, are these things that I feel like I should do, or are they really things that I feel like I want to have in my routine? Saying I've told myself almost my entire life I have insomnia. Well, do I really have insomnia? Or have I just been telling myself that I have insomnia my whole life? Like, really questioning those things. Like, is it really impossible for me to go to sleep, or am I just not setting myself up for success? Are there things that I could support myself with to make it easier for me to fall asleep and not just lay in the bed for hours going crazy? Just really questioning all of those things that I might say to myself, or that I might have, either before or after the thing happens that I, am trying to be aware of. So that's what I've been going on, dealing with the last few days.
That's great. I want to acknowledge you for that, because that's an awesome way to be aware. Is this what I... my expectations, or are these my intentions? Is this what I should do or what I want to do? I love that. And just mm-hmm. questioning what is, saying, mm-hmm. I can't go to sleep. I only need 3 hours or 4 hours of sleep, and convincing yourself, if you told yourself that and set yourself up for that scenario, and then mm-hmm. you do it, you create it, because you've created it in your mind. And is it really the mm-hmm. truth? Are you making it up, or is it true? I mean, I know that was one of your favorite strategies. And mm-hmm. I think that that's a really in-depth way to apply that. is this what I should do or is this what I want to do, and questioning what is, and really asking yourself, am I an insomniac or have I told myself and created and set myself up to be that? I think that's really an amazing way to look at that, because I think in our, you know, as we are on our wheel of fear and we're letting the fear run our lives and we're not being authentic and we're not being in integrity, then we're going to say, well, I don't need 5 hours or 7 hours sleep, because you've made the choice not to have self-care. You've made the choice not to sleep, but to fill up your time doing something else. And you've made that choice. So, well, let me justify that choice by saying, I don't need that sleep. When in reality, your energy level is low and it's due to inadequate rest, you know. So that's really helpful to hear you say that. I want to thank you for bringing that out and being willing to
have that awareness. Something I learned from my my personal coach, Jules Foose. She's an amazing coach. She taught me that several years ago when I was trying to really think about what I did during the day and really stop and consider the shoulds that I had, or the had to's or the have to's, or and how, you know, I was really looking at everything as a choice. So yeah, that was one of the tools that she gave me.
Well, that's good. Thank you for sharing it.
You are so welcome. Yeah, I think anytime, like I said in the, one of the things that I said in the I don't know what you call this little snip of what we were going to talk about today, of how awareness is a big bottle of Windex. And it was explained to me once, our filters, as if we were looking through a window and the window had smudges and dirt and whatever, you know, how our windows get dirty. And how that's a general thing that people can relate to. Windows get dirty, you know, dirt, wind goes by, things happen in life to us, and they stay on the window, and they dirty the window. And awareness is taking that Windex and it's cleaning off all of that debris and dirt and mud and hurts and sorrows that the world brings. It's washing that away and letting you look at your life through a clear, truthful, you know, vision of what's going on and who you really are, that you aren't these things that happened to you or these choices you made before, but that you are a good person and you are doing your best then, and now you know better and you're doing better. And I think that's just a really good, it's a really great way for me, and I hope it helps others to look at how these things that we tell ourselves, you know, how we can wash it away. You know, maybe it needs a little bit extra Windex, but we can wash it away. And we can look at ourselves differently. We can look at our lives differently. We can look at others differently, situations differently. If we can clean away those filters that are keeping us stuck or holding us back, because, you know, we're just, you know, whatever may have happened has put them there. But we can wash them away.
Yeah, I think Wayne Dyer, who has written a lot of really awesome books and was a great speaker on transformation and doing this very thing of forgiving yourself, of looking at life through awareness. And one of the things he always says is, you know, if you want life to be different, then look at it differently, you know, because it'll be whatever perceptions you bring to it. You know, so if your perception is that you have all these, you know,
I don't know which one to call them, smudges or fingerprints or whatever on your window, and that's what you focus on, then that's what you're going to, your perceptions are going to rule your choices. But if you see awareness as an opportunity to look at it differently and to eliminate those smudges and fingerprints from your window of life and see clearly that you are indeed perfect the way you are, that you were perfect when you came to the earth, and that those smudges and those fingerprints can be washed away through awareness and through making choices that eliminate those from your life, and you can begin each day anew with a clean, clear window, and that awareness mm-hmm. brings you to that point, then as you look at things differently, then your world will be different. Mm-hmm. And you are looking at things in a way, in a compassionate, kind, and loving way, giving yourself space to be who you were intended to be, then you can look at life in a positive, compassionate, giving, serving kind of way. That's what you want, you know. And so it's by changing your thoughts, by being aware, and then moving forward with that awareness, and changing the way you think. And when you change the way you think and you see things, then those things change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember when I was younger, people would comment about, because I've worn glasses since I was in first grade, and people would comment when I was in high school, I remember, like, how do you even see through your glasses? Like, they could see how dirty my glasses were, but I was so used to it that it didn't bother me. I learned how to see through the smudges. It just seemed like a waste of time to clean the glasses, like, constantly because they would get dirty. And now that I'm older, I get something on my glasses and I clean it off right away. Like, it just bothers me. And I think that that's how you know, when you get comfortable in seeing things that way, you know, your fear might tell you, oh, you know, you can see still. And then as your awareness grows and you become more comfortable with actually seeing the truth, then, you know, that's a way you can judge of how you've grown, because you're not as comfortable with the dirty glasses as you were before. You're not as comfortable with believing the perceptions and and filtering your information through those perceptions anymore. You want to see the truth. You want to see things through a clearer lens. And I think that's what I was thinking of when you were talking about uh-huh. how that's a way that we can see how we've grown, is that we want to see things through a clearer lens. We want to let go of those filters and those perceptions, and we want to see our life through a clearer, more pure lens, and how it really is, ourselves, our lives, situations, possibilities, opportunities, you know, and everything.
Yeah, it's a great analogy to think about glasses and to think about clearing that those smudges could be self-defeating thoughts or self-defeating behaviors or, mm-hmm. you know, choices that bring about not, you know,
guilt
aren't
or shame.
Really going to, yeah, that be a self-defeating choice or a choice that's going to lead you on a different path than the one that you're really seeking to journey mm-hmm. on. So, yeah, it's a great analogy to think of that awareness is the Windex that can clean those smudges away
mm-hmm.
and guide you to that willingness to take action and that, you know, to actually make a commitment to see it differently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To surrender to your intuition and just, it's cool. I mean, I like that analogy a lot, so.
Well, thank you. We are completely out of time. We have like less than 5 seconds. So I want to thank you all for coming tonight and listening to us. We would love to have any of you on the show with us if you are up for that. We also have great coaches lined up coming for this month and next. So keep coming back and listening. Thank you for being with us at Fearless Generations. Be fearless.
Okay, thanks. Good night.
Good night.